A Utah lawmaker is working on a plan to address one of the largest education achievement gaps in the state. Native Americans here perform worse than any other racial or ethnic group. KUER's Whitney Evans takes a look at efforts to change that.
In southeastern Utah, the San Juan School District sits on the edge of Indian country. Here, Navajo kids make up a significant portion of the student population. At White Horse High School, students are finishing up a project for their Navajo government class. Some students who are done with their work are playing games or strumming an acoustic guitar. 18-year-old David Mitchell says he worries his Native peers just aren't interested in learning.
They're just like, F school, F this. I just want to go out and work and get a job. And like Mr. Many Cattle, he tries. A lot of teachers try, but just a lot of kids are just pretty much dead weight. They're just being dragged along.
David says he's familiar with the stories of his grandparents who lived on government assistance while trying to raise 12 children.
They didn't want me to live that kind of life, and so every now and then they'll tell me about it, and it just sounds so terrible. I mean, my dad, he went to college, but he said it was hard living off just $60 a month, and he told me he couldn't do it, so he had to come home and do work and try to support my mom.
A lot of problems here are associated with how remote the area is. Daily commutes can be long, and students often have to take care of younger siblings while parents travel to work. The rural conditions also make it difficult to find qualified teachers, says San Juan School District Superintendent Doug Wright.
Many people are willing to come, willing to live in the student-type housing for a while. You know, they just graduated from college, they're willing to keep up in that lifestyle, so to speak. But as they start to have kids of their own and want to not have to drive 90 or 100 miles to the Walmart, then they figure out it's probably better to move on somewhere else.
Wright says recruiting Native teachers from within the reservation is crucial, but Native students here and throughout the state just aren't getting the education they need to become certified teachers. That's why Republican State Representative Jack Draxler formed the American Indian Alaskan Native Education Commission during the 2015 legislative session. The commission is made up of tribal representatives and education officials across the state. He's giving the group until December to come up with a statewide plan to address the problem.
We know there are cultural issues. We know there are poverty issues. We know that there are some ingrained possible stereotypes in the system regarding Indian students. So we're going to tackle those.
The issue is close to Draxler's heart. He used to teach high school in Wyoming on the Wind River Reservation.
I told my colleagues when I was proposing this bill that if this had been the case with our children or grandchildren, we would have risen up in arms a long time ago.
The latest test results show Native American students' scores in language arts, math, and science are about 30% lower than the scores of white students. Graduation rates are equally dismal. And it's not just a Utah problem. While graduation rates nationwide have reached an all-time high, Native students lag significantly. Earlier this month, the commission began drafting a proposal for lawmakers to consider during the next legislative session. One idea is to incorporate Native American history and culture in every Utah classroom. Montana actually requires this. Montana State School Superintendent Denise Juno says when everyone has an understanding of the history and culture, it makes for much better relationships.
And of course, for Indian students, Indian Education for All, when they see themselves present in hallways, in books, in the curriculum, in what's being taught in their school, they feel much more connected to that education system as well.
Under Juno's leadership, the state is also addressing the problems that exist on the reservation.
It's deep, it's generational, it's isolated, and it's concentrated. And wherever you have those four components of poverty, anywhere in this country, you're going to have schools that struggle with academic achievement.
This is where Montana is putting federal dollars to work. With the help of Title I funding, the state is providing mental health and social services to students who need the support.
I'm in those communities a lot. It takes a lot of attention, it takes money, and it takes sort of a full court press.
Back in San Juan County, David Mitchell graduated from White Horse High School in June. He was offered several scholarships to attend Utah State University in Blanding, but decided instead to enlist in the Army Reserve.
I would want to come back, but I don't know if there'd be anything to come back to. There'd be nowhere to support myself here.
This year, Mitchell will join hundreds, if not thousands, of Native American high school graduates across Utah who are struggling with the same problem. Whitney Evans, KUER News.